Alaska-grown apples, blueberries, and even cherries may be available in your local grocery store in the not-too-distant future. The fruit-growing industry in the state is still in the startup stages, but interest in the field is expanding rapidly. A yearly agriculture conference that wrapped up today in Palmer included fruit growers for the first time. Stephen Brown with the university's Cooperative Extension Service organized the conference. He says more and more fruit growers are giving it a try in Alaska for a number of reasons.
One of them has to do with our climate has been getting milder, so we can grow fruit in places that we haven't done it before. For example, the apple industry is actually, it's small, but it's thriving. Here in Palmer, you can get some really excellent apples. So the university thought if we have an increasing number of fruit growers in Alaska, we need to be doing things to support them.
How would you gauge the interest in fruit growing in Alaska?
Well, I was really surprised. I have to admit that when we announced that we were going to include fruit in this conference, we had so many people shown up that we've never seen before that are interested in growing fruit. There's a lot of people with greenhouse operations, and a lot of young people I was really surprised to see here at this conference.
Are a lot of people thinking in terms of growing commercially or just for personal use?
Most of the people at the conference here today are thinking commercially. There's always been interest in fruits such as strawberries and rhubarb and things like that in Alaska, but this conference has really attracted the people that are interested in putting up the money to try commercial endeavors.
And what are the fruits that hold the most promise in the valley?
Well, that's a good question, because agriculture is still relatively new to Alaska, and especially fruit. We don't really know. Right now, we're pretty sure apples are a big one, strawberries, and the one that we're really excited about are blueberries. If we can get blueberries to go, that has a huge commercial promise. But for the meantime, I think apples are the big one.
What are the unique challenges of growing fruit in Alaska?
Well, obviously, the biggest challenge is the temperature. But second to the temperature are actually the cold winds. Because the cold wind dries the plants out, and a lot of people don't realize that we're actually in a subarctic desert or near desert here. And then the number three, probably the biggest threat of all, are moose.
And how long do you think it will be before you can buy Alaska-grown fruit in grocery stores here?
I think it will be quicker than most people think. If you drive up to the valley, you can already buy apples from local orchards. And these people are doing a very good job direct selling. Some of the community-supported agriculture people are probably selling things already. The problem with selling to the grocery stores is they need a steady source. Now, I will admit the grocery stores are good about buying Alaska. I have to give them a lot of credit for that. It's the fruit industry, I think, is still in its fledgling state in Alaska. So it's just a matter of getting more people involved, and that's what this conference is all about.
Stephen Brown is an agriculture specialist with UAF's Cooperative Extension Service based in Palmer.